My name is Esmeralda Orellana. I left El Salvador due to a civil war that started back in late 70s, early 80s. And it pretty much forced everybody that lived there to immigrate to other countries due to that. Just couldn't live there. It was either stay and die or leave the country and make a living somewhere else.
What was the civil war about?
The civil war was just like any other countries, you know, it's usually poor people against the government due to poor pay, poor wages, people not having rights, voting rights, or, you know, issues with voting rights. It's just an overall unfairness in the way people were being treated by the rich.
What was your journey like to the U.S.?
So I came to the U.S. when I was almost 12, and I was very lucky. My older sister was the very first one that migrated to the U.S. We're 9, I'm the youngest one. But my older sister came to the U.S. and she became a U.S. citizen. And then she petitioned my mother, and my mother petitioned her kids. So I came with the visa. I was very, very lucky. So I basically just took a plane and came straight to the U.S. So I don't recall having any hardship, you know, as other people that have to go through different countries or cross a river or anything like that. I think the biggest challenge was transitioning, leaving my country, leaving the people that I knew, my family, my friends. I think that was a huge setback. And of course, not knowing the language. Spanish was my primary language. So for me, it was like being born again, having to learn how to talk, how to behave, you know, in a certain way and assimilating to the culture.
What do you mean by petitioning?
So when somebody becomes, let's say, a U.S. citizen or a legal permanent alien, they can petition a relative so that that person can come to the States and live here legally.
Who all did you leave in El Salvador?
So I left my grandpa, my aunt, cousins, my mom's and my dad's brothers and sisters.
Did they eventually migrate here or did they stay?
Some did. They were able to get visas. Others are still living in El Salvador.
Is it hard to stay in contact with them?
It is hard. Of course, now we have so many new ways of communicating, like the internet, you know, but they're old folks, so they don't really know how to use Facebook or other applications that you can use to communicate. So I have about 3 other aunts that live over there, and we do communicate. We still call each other on the phone or write to each other. But it's not the same, of course, you know, as having them close by and seeing them every day.
How did it feel when you left them? Like, how did it feel not being able to talk to them at that time?
Oh, it was really hard. Those were the people that I knew that, you know, made my life rich, I guess. Becoming a teenager, I was 11, so I was learning how to be a lady, you know, I would look up to them, my family back home. And so they were helpful in that respect. Coming here was very different. I had to learn new ways, learned how to speak the language, how to behave. It was so different. Back home were very simple. We probably have about 2 or 3 pairs of pants, you know, a few clothing items that you use over and over, and people are okay with that. Whereas here, you worry about fashion. Young girls are usually changing fashion. You know, they go with the fashion trends. I had no idea what that was when I came here. So I had to learn how to, you know, be part of the crowd, basically, and just assimilating to the culture and learn the language. But that was the biggest thing, was just learning the language. I had a hard time expressing myself, expressing what I needed, what I wanted when I was in class, you know, to my teachers, they didn't speak Spanish. I started taking ESL classes, and, you know, of course, that little by little, I started learning the language and learning what was needed.
When you first got here, how much English did you know, or did you not know any English?
Oh, I didn't know any.
No?
No, not at all. Perhaps just yes.
How do you think leaving at that age affected you?
I think it affected me in a way that, to me, was a shock. Even though I was not a kid, you know, I was almost a teenager. But to leave all my connections, all my network of friends, and then to come here, I felt lonely for the first few months. Very, very lonely, and I just felt isolated. I had to reach within me, you know, and just, I had to tell myself that it was just a stage in my life, and to do as much as I could so that I could learn the language. And learn, and just by looking around at, you know, other girls in my classroom, or trying to be as friendly as possible, try to become part of that group.
How old were you when you became a citizen?
I was 21. As soon as I became of legal age to become a U.S. citizen, I went ahead and applied for that. And you had to, well, you have to study certain, you know, the history of the U.S. and just know most of the political aspects of the U.S. And I went ahead and I studied everything and made sure that I was going to pass. And I did. So I became a U.S. citizen at 21.
That's
thank
awesome.
God. I just had my son, Diego. He was little. So to me, it was an accomplishment to become a U.S. citizen and to know that I was a good abiding citizen.
That's awesome. So then how do you feel about Trump's stance on immigration?
I don't agree, of course. That's many immigrants. You know, it's not easy. I was lucky in that respect that my sister was able to marry a U.S. citizen and became a U.S., you know, a citizen herself. Some people are not that lucky. Some people, for various reasons, whether it is war, whether it is a bad economic crisis in their country or crime, they're forced to leave, you know, just as all of our ancestors here in the U.S. at one point or another, everybody came from someplace because we were all forced to leave our home countries for one reason or another. So I think that, you know, he needs to look at the broader picture and know that there are families that have been established here that are good people trying to make it and trying to raise a family. Yes, there's always going to be people, criminals, you know, in every race. And I do agree with getting those people out of the country. But I think that he can't just say we don't want illegals in this place because, you know, they're bad people. That's not the truth. I mean, I'm an immigrant and I try my best to do everything that I need to do to follow the laws.